why donating blood matters, and how to do it. Every day, lives are saved because someone, somewhere, chose to donate blood. Whether it's a car accident victim in need of emergency surgery, a cancer patient undergoing chemotherapy, or someone living with a chronic blood disorder like thalassemia, blood donations make vital medical treatments possible. Despite advances in medicine, there is still no substitute for human blood. It can't be manufactured, only donated. That makes every unit of blood a powerful, irreplaceable gift. A single donation can help save up to 3 lives, making it one of the simplest yet most impactful ways you can contribute to your community.
That potentially could go up to 3 different recipients, depending on how we manufacture that blood product.
During plasma and platelet donations, donors are hooked up to a machine which separates blood components and returns unused components to the donor.
Our plasma line, we collect 3 units at a time, so potentially that could go to 3 different patients.
Plasma is commonly given to people in emergency and trauma situations to help stop bleeding. In a platelet donation, the only cells collected are those that help with clotting. Platelets are commonly given to people with cancer or someone having major surgery.
We can collect up to 2 units at a time per donation, so that could go to 2 people.
The demand for blood is constant, and regular donations are needed to maintain a safe and sufficient blood supply. Blood has a limited shelf life. That's why repeat donations from committed donors are essential to maintaining a stable supply. By donating regularly, you become part of a life-saving chain that keeps our health system running smoothly and ensures help is there when it's needed most. If you're between the ages of 16 and 75, weigh more than 50 kilograms, lead a safe lifestyle, and are in good health on the day of donation, you may be eligible. There are a few medical or lifestyle-related reasons why you may not be able to donate temporarily, like recent travel, minor illness, or medication. But in many cases, you can return to donating later. Blood donation is safe, quick, and confidential. All needles and equipment used are sterile and discarded after one use, and your blood is screened before it's ever used. Many people are surprised just how easy the process is. Here's what typically happens. First, you'll register. As part of this step, you'll complete a brief form with your ID and personal details. Next, it's time for a health screening. A staff member will check your iron levels, blood pressure, and ask a few health-related questions. This is followed by the donation. You'll be seated comfortably while about 480 milliliters of blood is drawn. This part usually takes less than 10 minutes. After that's done, you'll enjoy a light snack and drink while you rest for 10 to 15 minutes. And if you're wondering about the rest of your day, you'll be happy to know you can return to your usual activities. Just avoid intense physical exercise and drink plenty of fluids. You can donate whole blood every 56 days, platelets every 2 weeks, and plasma every 2 to 4 weeks. These intervals allow your body time to recover and keep your health a top priority. The South African National Blood Service, SANBS, operates across the country, making it easy to find a nearby donation site or mobile clinic. You can visit www.sanbs.org.za or call 0800 11 90 31 to locate your nearest donation center, check if you're eligible, or even book an appointment. The South African National Blood Service operates across the country, making it easy to find a nearby donation site or mobile clinic. You can visit www.sanbs.org.za or call 0800 119031 To locate your nearest donation center, check if you're eligible, or even book an appointment. Thank you to the Mayo Clinic for the audio clip used in this soundbite. For more personalized support and expert advice, please refer to your dedicated toll-free number or send an SMS to 31581. Disclaimer: the information is shared on condition that listeners will make their own determination, including seeking advice from a healthcare professional. Errors and omissions accepted. Life Healthcare Group Limited and Life Health Solutions do not accept any responsibility for any loss or damage suffered by the listener as a result of the information provided.